The ushers are going to come and hand out the elements to you. But if you would turn in your Bibles to Psalms 103, it'll be on your screen here momentarily. But my subject today is 11 biblical ways that God heals, and this is part three. I thought I could do it in two times, but it's going to take me three. I believe we can finish it today, the help of the Lord. But look at Psalms 103, verse 1. The psalmist said, "Bless the Lord." That's what we've been doing. We've been singing that. "Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." What are those benefits, David? "Who forgives all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy disease, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindnesses and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." So far, we have covered 8 of the 11 biblical ways. If you look at that chart up there that God heals, 11 biblical ways that God heals. Look at the chart now. It's a chart. First of all, you got your faith. We've already covered that, a sermon on that. Then God heals by the prayer of agreement. God also heals with the anointing with oil. God heals by the prayer of faith. He said, "Call the elders." And he says, "Let them lay hands on you." So he heals by, number 5, the laying on of hands. Number 6, he heals through prayer in the name of Jesus. And you can petition the Father. It's always in order to ask. Or you can give the command of faith using the name of Jesus, standing in his stead with the power of attorney on you to cast out devils, heal the sick, and do whatever God has called you to do. Hallelujah. Then number 7, we have the use of prayer cloths. We send prayer cloths out of here, and we get great testimonies of people that have been healed through the use of prayer cloths. And number 8, the word of God. The Bible says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from that destruction. So where does faith come from? Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Today I plan to cover 3 others. If you put the next chart up there, we're going to cover today the special gifts of the Holy Ghost. These are called the sign gifts, the sign gifts of the Spirit. They are gifts of healing that God gives to specific individuals in the body of Christ. Amen. And then we're going to look at prayer coupled with fasting. You know, sometimes you need to fast and pray. We're going to look at that. That's a biblical way to get your healing. And then the last way we'll look at today is Holy Communion. If you're watching by live stream, as I said earlier, get your elements ready, the juice and the bread. And at the conclusion of this message, we're going to celebrate corporately Holy Communion. It is the meal that heals. It's been called the miracle meal. Hallelujah. See, the benefits of Calvary are there for you. And the Bible says that he forgives all our sins. He heals all our disease. And I want to talk to you today about 11 biblical ways that God heals, part 3. Let us pray. Father, we've been studying your word on healing. And God, I just thank you that you're giving us faith, Lord, to move every mountain that we're facing. Lord, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. You said that, Jesus. You said that the one that's in the, that John Baptist was the greatest of the prophets. None was as great as he, but you said that he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. So let your kingdom come and let your will be done, Lord, in earth as it is in heaven. We lift up the name of Jesus. We cast down anything that exalts itself against the knowledge we have of God's kingdom. Lord, your word declares that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Lord, the kingdom of heaven is within us. The Son of God is within us. And the greater one lives in us. And Lord, you're greater than the one that's not in us, but in the world, which is the devil. We're not in him anymore. We're out of him. Hallelujah. And we thank you for manifesting your glory and your power. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, amen. If you look at that 9th way that God heals, it is the gifts of the Holy Ghost. The gifts of the Holy Ghost. Special gifts. God has special gifts. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we find 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. They're called the supernatural surprises or the supernatural manifestations of the Spirit of God. And God gives these gifts because he wants his people healed. These are supernatural gifts. We're fighting a supernatural enemy. We need supernatural weapons. And God has given those gifts to the church through the baptism in the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues. There are 9 manifestation gifts. All of those gifts operated in the Old Testament except for 2 of the gifts. The only 2 new gifts in the Bible in the New Testament are tongues with interpretation. There's always been prophecy. There's always been gifts of healing. Prophets operated in the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. There's always been the gifts in the body, but 2 new gifts were added on the day of Pentecost, tongues with interpretation of tongues. So one of the gifts that we are studying is the gifts of healing. This is the only plural gift that's listed in the Bible. It is gifts, G-I-F-T-S, of healing, and not the gift of healing. So it is the only plural gift. Look at 1 Corinthians 12 and 9. Talking about these gifts, they're given by the Holy Ghost to another faith. That is one of the power gifts by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. There are 3 revelational gifts. They are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. There are 3 power gifts. That's the gifts of healing. There is faith and the working of miracles. They are power gifts. Hallelujah. Takes the power of the Holy Ghost to operate those gifts. And then there are 3 inspirational gifts, prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. And that's a whole nother study, but I want to show you today how these gifts are like links in a chain. And when you get a hold of them and God gets a hold of you and God starts manifesting those gifts through you, it's a very exciting thing to walk with God and to be used in that way. Thank God for the gifts and for the many ways that he heals. There are the 3 power gifts that I spoke of, gifts of faith, the gift of miracles, and the gifts of healing. The gifts of healing is a gift of many gifts. It's like a bunch of grapes. It's like they're all hanging from one cluster. We've studied the fruit of the Spirit, and if you can remember that cluster of grapes, the wine is in the cluster. Well, we think the wine is in the bottle. No, the wine is in the cluster. Hallelujah. That means that the church is to flow together in unity, faith, and love, and we're to do the work of God. But we need the Spirit of God to do that. Just as there are various types of diseases, there are various and multiple gifts of healing. That's why it's called gifts of healing. God has always been a healer to his people. The gifts run throughout the Old and the New Testament. Elijah sent Naaman to wash in the Jordan River, and the Syrian general was healed of his leprosy when he obeyed the prophet of God. One of the greatest examples of the gifts of healing in the Old Testament is found in Numbers chapter 21. The people, they spoke out against God. They spoke out against Moses. They murmured, they griped, and they complained. That's why we're to be a rejoicing people. I promise you something. Negative talk attracts demons. It does. Positive talk, it attracts God. You cannot show me where God is a negative God. God is a positive God. He said, if you can only believe, you shall see the glory of God. And while we're operating faith and we're using our faith, there's a battle raging. And it's going on. It's a kingdom, 2 kingdoms against each other. And we got out of the kingdom of darkness and got into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And now our name's in the book and we're on our way to heaven. And we have to fight this good fight of faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Not by power, nor by might, by my Spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. Go and praise God for the Holy Ghost and the gifts of the Spirit in the name of Jesus and the power of the blood and the weapons of our warfare that are mighty through God to pulling down of these strongholds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But they spoke out against Moses and they spoke out against God. And when they did, God sent some fiery serpents into their midst. And the Israelites, they came to Moses and said, "We have sinned." How did they sin? They were talking negative about God, talking negative about God's prophet. Amen. And they said, "We have sinned. Pray the Lord for us that we may be healed." And when Moses prayed, the Lord told him to make a serpent of brass and to put it upon a pole, and that everyone who looked upon that brass serpent would live and be healed. Now, remember that serpent back there in the wilderness? God says, "I'm going to send you right back to that prophecy that I put there, how my son is going to crush him." Hallelujah. And so God was using that brazen serpent to speak to his people back then. And when they looked at that, God forgave their sin and God healed them. See how healing and forgiveness of sin run parallel wherever you look in the Bible. When Jesus healed the man at Capernaum, he let him, the lame man down in his midst, he said, "Whether it's easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee, to say to the sick of palsy, rise, take up your bed and walk." He said, "But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power to forgive sin on earth, I say to the sick, rise, take up the bed and walk." They couldn't see the inward work that was going on. But when that man got up, praise God, and I believe he went leaping and dancing and praising God. He came in with his back on his bed and went out with his bed on his back, praising God. Thank you, Jesus, from the bottom of my heart. Is that your testimony today? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, from my heart. Hallelujah. That, my friends, was the operation of the gifts of healing. God just gave Moses a way to do it, and when he obeyed, then God did the healing. Look what Jesus said in John 3:14-15. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." He liked to call himself the Son of Man. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of Man. But he loved to call himself the Son of Man. He left the splendors and glory, was formed and fashioned as a man, so he could identify with your hurts and your pains and your situations and the things that you're going through. He came all the way from heaven's glory to earth's manger, went to an old rugged cross and cut a new covenant with his own precious blood. And he said, as Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And look at this, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then he said in another place, there's a thief. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I want everything Jesus paid for. I believe any preacher worth his salt ought to preach the full gospel. Hallelujah. He ought to tell the people what belongs to them as a child of God. And he ought to fight the good fight of faith and spend his time alone with God to get a message from God so he can touch God's people. Hallelujah. If you're watching by live stream, receive your healing. Receive your miracle. If you're sitting here, receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. When the people lift Jesus up, whenever this full gospel is preached, people will be saved and people will be healed. It's wonderful to be saved, but while I'm here, praise God, I want to be healed. I don't want to go struggling through life. I know it's a struggle, but I don't have to struggle. Once I get into him, hallelujah, and realize who I am, my struggle is to get into that secret place of the Most High. He said, labor to enter the rest. He said, there remaineth a rest to the children of God. You've got to study. You've got to pray. The gold is not on top of the ground. The oil is not on top of the ground. You've got to go deep into the heart of the earth. And you got to go deep into God's word to pull out these great treasures. Hallelujah. Go and praise God for the great treasures that belong to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. See, Jesus came to save and he came to heal. His ministry was a ministry of teaching, of preaching, and of healing. And today the true minister of God is to do the very same thing that Jesus did. He said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. And so he has put a body together so we can do his works. And he has a five-fold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, preachers, and they're to do his works, the same thing he did and greater work. Then he put a body together, and he said, these signs follow them that believe. You don't have to be credentialed by anybody. If you believe, you're credentialed by God. John said you have an anointing that is of God, and you are anointed to do what God has called you to do. Once you get revelation, you're on your way to seeing the glory of God. Jesus had all the gifts of healing, for in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He wrought many marvelous healings upon the blind, upon the lame, upon the withered, upon the deaf, and many others who needed deliverance. Jesus never failed to heal anyone that came to him for healing. Now, Jesus, he possessed all the gifts, right? Remember I said it's gifts of healing? He possessed all the gifts of healing. Now, Philip, he went down to Samaria, and he caused great joy in that city because of the manifestations of the Spirit of God. People were being healed. Devils were being cast out. And then they heard up in Jerusalem that Samaria received the word of God, and so they sent two apostles down there, Peter and John. And they went down and found out that they hadn't received the Holy Ghost, and they laid hands on them, and they got the Holy Ghost. These were saved people. These were people who had been delivered from demon power. These were people that needed another message. Paul goes down to Ephesus. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, we've not even received the Holy Ghost. These were 12 good men, 12 men that were church, 12 men that loved God. But Paul preached unto them that said, John, he baptized with the baptism of repentance. And he said, there's one mightier than thou that's coming, the latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Praise God. They were baptized in the name of Jesus. Paul laid his hands upon them, and they spake in tongues and prophesied. Go on, praise God for the gifts that belong to the church. Hallelujah. Jesus never failed to heal anyone. Now, in Acts chapter 3, we find Peter and John at the gate called Beautiful, where they ministered healing to a lame man, and they used the name of Jesus. Remember we were talking about earlier, the power of the name of Jesus? Look at Acts 3:16. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. I love this. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Jesus Christ, Jesus the Son, the man, Christ, the Logos, the eternal one, Jesus Christ, 100% man, 100% God, the God-man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. He said, in that name, rise up and walk. And he didn't get up quick enough. And look at verse 7. And he, Peter, took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, glory to God. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. The Holy Ghost will make you cry when you're not sad. He'll make you laugh when there's nothing funny. He'll make you run when there's nobody chasing you. Hallelujah. Except goodness and mercy. They're on my trail chasing me everywhere I go. Go on, praise God, that his goodness and his mercy endures to all generation, and it belongs to you. Glory to God. Peter said, I don't have what you want, but I got what you need. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And this lame man was instantly healed. And he leaped. He stood up. I think we ought to get the leap back in the church. I think we ought to get the praise back in the church. I think we ought to be walking and talking and leaping and praising God and rejoicing because our names are written in the book. Go on and praise him because you're saved. Hallelujah. That's the greatest of all miracles, to be saved. Oh, if you're watching by live stream, I think the people in here are saved. But if you're watching and you're not saved, you can be saved. God loves you. God gave his son for you. And if you believe he took your sins, and if you believe in your heart and say, Jesus, come into my heart and wash me from my sin, I believe. Thank you for saving me. You'll be saved. That's how God does it. Hallelujah. He's a great God. Amen. See, when Peter and John healed this lame man, that was the gifts of healing in operation. It was not this man's faith alone But it was a special manifestation of God's supernatural divine energy to heal the sick. See, there were actually two power gifts that are operating when this man was healed. You have to analyze these things. The gifts of healing were in operation, a power gift, and then the gifts of faith, and possibly the gift of miracles, because something was recreated. That man was lame. I think he had legs, but he got some new strength in him anyway. Hallelujah. So we see, you know, they said, how is this man healed? Peter said, through his name, through faith in his name, this man whom you see and know has been made perfectly sound in the presence of you all. There is no name like the name of Jesus. And when you take that name and you couple it with the gifts of the Holy Ghost and you're flowing, and then all of a sudden God shows up and does what only he can do. Let me tell you a little story. See this link, this chain has links in it. My daughter Jessica, she disobeyed her mother, jumped off of a little merry-go-round. She was a small child, and she walked with a limp for quite a while. And I took her to my pastor. He prayed for her. I'm going through divine order. I took her to my daddy. That's his seed. That's divine order. And so we were praying and praying for that child. And one evening, I'd been preaching a revival, and I came home from work, and I carried her out in the backyard, and I laid my hand on her. I said, be healed in Jesus' name. I said, run. I wish I had this on video. And that little girl, you know, just a small child, she just took off running across the yard. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I told her, praise God. And she come back to me. I said, be healed in Jesus' name. Run again. And she took off and ran, just come back, you know, obeying what daddy was telling her. And when she come back this time, all of a sudden, out of my spirit came these words. I said, come out of her, you foul spirit of limp. Be healed in Jesus' name. Run again. And while she started running, all of a sudden the Spirit of God came over me and I spoke in tongues. When I threw my hand out, I saw the words go through the air. They struck that leg like that and she hit the ground running free. Hallelujah. I took her back in the house. Go on, praise God. Teresa said, Jerry, she's not limping anymore. I said, that's right. Jesus just healed her in the backyard. And I went back and analyzed that. Let me tell you the gifts that were operating. One of the gifts was a revelational gift, the discerning of spirits. I discerned that spirit I was dealing with. The second gift was a gift of power. It was gifts of healing. And the third gift was an inspirational gift. When I spoke in tongues, I saw my words go through the air and strike her leg. Two times in my life, I have spoken to people that were sick, and I've seen my words literally go through the air and strike somebody and heal them instantly. The power of God is real. The gifts are real. Turn God loose. Turn your faith loose. Believe God for his miracle working power. Hallelujah. Peter operated in these gifts of healing. Look at Acts 5 and 15. Insomuch that they brought the sick into the street, laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Your presence makes a difference. When you go into a room, I can promise you that. You've heard me preach about that. Verse 16, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folk and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. It wasn't Peter's shadow. It was just the people's faith. They said, if we can just get there, we can't get to him. We just get to his shadow, like the woman with the issue of blood. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. They had scripture. And we can get into the presence of God is what they were saying. And when they did, they were healed because manifestation gifts were taking place because of the anointing that was on Peter's life. Hallelujah. Well, if God anointed him, God is no respecter of person. I believe God will anoint us. Amen. See, these are sign gifts. They're gifts of healing. When this gift is in operation, God supernaturally heals the sick under this sign gift that's operating. When it's on you, it's on you. And when it's not, guess what? It's not. Just that simple. Look at 1 Corinthians 12 and 11. But all these, all the gifts of the Spirit, worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. See, the gifts are gifts of the Holy Ghost. You don't possess those gifts. They operate as the Spirit of God operates them through you. If you're a preacher, That's a gift without repentance. The fivefold ministry gift, that's a gift you walk in. It's just who you are. But these gifts, these supernatural manifestations, they operate as the Holy Ghost operates them. Amen. Amen. See, they're wonderful. And we need, the Bible says, to stir up the gifts that are within you. And then they operate through a minister who is in touch with God. And so we're to be prayed up and we're to be sensitive to the voice of the Spirit so we can minister in the power of the Spirit, because God wants his people healed. But he's not going to treat everybody like a baby. Amen. These 11 ways that I have given you, they require something on your part. God is good at first, I tell you. He's always good. But he'll treat you like a child. And he'll give you things as a child. But then he expects you to grow in grace and knowledge and lay hold of the word of God and lay hold of the blessings of God and lay hold of the promises of God. And then God is so good that he'll come sometimes and just operate one of those gifts and heal you. Isn't it great? Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. See, Jesus is the only person who ever possessed all the gifts of healing. He could heal anyone, anywhere, anytime of any disease. The Apostle Paul, he had tremendous gifts of healing. He operated in these gifts, but he was not able to heal all of those that were on his evangelistic team. He left a man behind sick one time. See, when you read about Jesus, you can't find one time that he ever failed to heal anyone of any sickness or any disease. He could do no mighty works in his own hometown because of their unbelief, except he laid hands on a few sick folk and healed them. He wanted to do mighty works, but he couldn't because of their unbelief. They said, "We know who you are. You're the carpenter." Some people, they treat their pastor like that. Let me just get right on down where people live. They treat him like that. He might be a man sent from God with your miracle in his hand. See, I have to love everybody in this body, because you may be the person, I've studied these gifts, and you may have them in your hand. Come here, Brother Philip. Come here, brother. We were down at Falcon, and we were working on something, and one of the guys that was the only man that could do this, he got up one morning, and he had gout in his foot. What'd you do, brother?
Three of us laid hands on him and said, "Be healed in Jesus' name." He was healed instantly.
He stomped his foot, was healed instantly. Hallelujah. See, signs follow them that believe. That's what I want you to see. They just don't follow out of the pulpit. We're a body. We need to understand the gifts and the operation of the gifts. But Jesus never failed to heal anybody. If there's any failure, all the failures are with us. Amen. Amen. Peter couldn't even get his own family healed. He was an apostle. He had to call the Lord to heal his mother-in-law of a fever. Jesus never failed to heal anyone, and Jesus never fails. Never. And if you can believe, you can see the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
I remember when I first became aware of the gifts of healing in my own life. My wife was pregnant, and she was sick, and she was hurting, and she picked me up at work, and on the way home, she's, "Jerry, my back is killing me." And I quoted about 30 healing scriptures to her. And she told me, "Jerry, I've heard all that before." Well, I just kept right on quoting the word of God to her. Actually, I was stirring up my own faith, I think. Hallelujah. And then we got home. She laid down on the sofa. I laid my hands on her. I said, "Be healed in Jesus' name." She said, after I finished praying, she said, "I know I'm going to be healed." And when she said that, the Spirit of God rose up inside of me, overshadowed me, and I told her, I said, "Your faith has nothing to do with what is fixing to happen." And I laid my hand on her. I said, "When I lay my hand on her, you'll be healed instantly." I laid my hand on her. I said, "Be healed in Jesus' name." She said, "It's gone, Jerry, it's gone." I said, "You don't have to tell me it's gone. I knew it would be gone." Glory to God. That's how the Holy Ghost works. He'll talk to you. He'll tell you. Get full of him. Stay full of him. Hallelujah. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled and filled and filled and filled and refilled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Hallelujah. But God gives special gifts to people. Amen. And the gifts of the Spirit, they are supernatural. They manifest. They're called manifestation gifts, supernatural surprises. They manifest as God manifests them. So he flows wherever he chooses. The Praise God. If I can get my little paint and get your little paint together, all of a sudden we got the river of God flowing. And wherever that river flows, life came. Healing came. Hallelujah. Don't just get in ankle deep water. Don't stop at knee deep. Don't stop at waist deep. The prophet said there's water to swim in. Just jump out into the river of God and start swimming with all your might and believe God for rivers of living water. Number 10, prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. When Jesus came down off the Mount of Transfiguration, a certain man came to him and he knelt down. Sometimes we just need to humble ourselves. We need to stop everything. Just humble ourselves before God. I love to be used of God. But at the end of the day, I like to go back and say, Lord, thank you for all you've done. I return the glory to you, Lord. I give you all the glory. Always stay humble before God, no matter what God uses you to do. Be that broken vessel, like the lady that broke the alabaster box over Jesus' feet and a sweet-smelling fragrance came out. Let that be a sweetness. I'm a warrior, but I pray that that sweetness of the Spirit will just flow out and fill the atmosphere. Stay humble. This man, he came, he knelt down and said, Lord, have mercy on my son. 2,000 years ago. Oftentimes he falls into the fire and oftentimes into the water. And I brought him to your disciples and they could not heal him. Jesus said, bring him to me. I like that. Hallelujah. And Jesus rebuked the devil and the boy was healed instantly. And he handed him back to his dad. Disciples came to Jesus later. They said, Master, Lord, why could we not cure him? Jesus said, because of your unbelief. Yeah. Look at Matthew 17:21. Jesus said, howbeit, this kind of healing, this kind of miracle, this kind of deliverance, when you're facing this type of enemy, he said, it goeth out not but by prayer and fasting. Amen. Prayer and fasting. Now, we have power in the name of Jesus to cast the devil out. But sometimes we have to fast and we have to pray and we have to overcome the unbelief that's trying to overcome us. The kingdom of God suffereth violence. Yes. Kingdom of heaven, what Matthew says there. And the violent take it by force. So there's a devil trying to keep you and keep me from obtaining the things that belong to kingdom people. It's not just one church. It's called the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's one kingdom. Matthew calls it the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. All the other writers call it the kingdom of God. So it's the kingdom that's within us. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you what happens when you've got sickness in your body and you've got the righteousness of God. And you know you got the joy of the Lord. And you got the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And you're up preaching, you're up singing, you're up worshiping God. It's hard to keep your mind on God and the kingdom when all of a sudden pain hits you. And the devil will strike you 1,000 times and try to get you right back down on the earthly level. The word Adam means earthly. The word Jesus Christ, he came from heaven. Hallelujah. Christ, the Logos, the eternal one from heaven. Praise God. And we are seated together with him in heavenly places. And the whole time the devil is trying to get us earthbound. We don't belong to this world. We're in this world. But praise God, we're of another kingdom. So let's reach for the stars and beyond the stars and reach for God. Hallelujah. Go on, praise him. Amen. Most major healings and deliverances that I have ever encountered in my ministry, where there was strong demon power there, I have fasted and I have prayed. for several days, and my wife can tell you that, to prepare my spirit man before I would go and pray. And whenever I have followed the leading of the Spirit to fast and pray like that, see, I've already discerned. It's a gift, the discerning of spirits. I've already discerned that spirit before I got there. The Holy Ghost let me know, you're going to be facing strong opposition. I want you to fast, and I want you to pray and prepare your heart. And when I have followed the leading of the Spirit like that, I've just watched God heal and do miracles. Amen. I knew beforehand, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that God was going to heal. And all I had to do was be obedient, fast and pray, and go in the power of the Spirit and watch God do a mighty work. These are wonderful things. So today we've looked at the special gifts of the Holy Ghost, and we've looked at prayer and fasting. And it brings us down to number 11, Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper. Hallelujah. It's the miracle meal, the meal that heals. I want you to get your elements at home. Everybody, they should already have elements passed out to them. I don't know if I got one. Yes, I did. I think I couldn't see mine over there. But the Apostle Paul, look at what he said in 1 Corinthians 11:23. He said, "For I received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. How the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread." He's breaking bread with his inner circle. Judas left the table. Judas had betrayed him. He was not qualified to be at the Lord's table. So if you're coming to the table today, make sure your sins are under the blood. The same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. Verse 24, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." See, his body was broken for our healing. Stripes upon his back. He was bruised, beaten, battered, beyond human recognition, so you and I could be healed in our body. Verse 25, "After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as you do drink this bread, do eat this bread, rather, and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come." He says, I want you to remember my body. I want you to remember the blood that I poured out to purchase you with. But I also want you to remember my soon coming. For as oft as you do eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he returns for his bride. Hallelujah. This cup is the New Testament in his blood. The blood was shed for our sins. The cup, the fruit of the vine that we will take of today, that represents our Lord's blood. The bread represents his body that was beaten and bruised for our healing. Peter looked back at the cross and said, by his stripes, you were healed. The Bible says, forget none of his benefits. What are the benefits when it comes to your healing and your sin? He forgives all our sin. He heals all our disease. Brother Baker, if you would start that CD, I Know My Redeemer Lives. I want us to take the little elements that you've been given. If you peel back that first layer, you will find a piece of bread. That bread represents his body. Just hold it up. And later when you peel back the cup, you'll find the fruit of the vine. Father, we thank you for this new covenant, which was cut with the precious blood of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for forgiving our sin. We thank you for healing our bodies that need healing, Lord. Lord, I thank you for miracle working power by your Spirit, God. Let us eat the bread together, two elements, as you place it between your teeth and gnash upon it and break it. Thank you. Visualize.
My Redeemer.
I think God gave us something tangible to use. When Jesus instituted this, he knew that there was a battle raging. And that in the spirit world and the natural world, that battle was going on. He knew what it was to feel pain in his body. But he would always keep his mind on the Father. Satan tries to put that pain on us to keep our minds from being seated with him in heavenly places. Brother, I want you to come up and just pray over this bread.
Runs to the weary, the worn and the weak.
Jesus. We thank you for what it means to us as Christians. Lord, it's the only thing that can remove all of our sins. Lord, we thank you for that precious blood of Christ that was paid for in Calvary's tree. Lord, we thank you today that we can claim that blood for our salvation and for our healing, for there's healing in the atonement. And Lord, we take today, thank you and praise you for this precious, precious blood that you shed that we might be redeemed, not in just in our spirit, but in our bodies as well, we might be healed in Jesus' mighty name.
You would go on and peel back the layer there on the element. The second element, he said, this is the cup in the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink the cup together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Glorify your name in all the earth. Crank that music on up, David. Hallelujah. Let's worship him. Hallelujah. Lord, there are people watching by live stream and Facebook Live. And Lord, we have covered these biblical ways that you heal. And Lord, we have consummated this, Lord, with taking Holy Communion together, the meal that heals. And we worship you and we praise you, Lord, and we thank you so much, Lord, for going to that old rugged cross, bearing our sin and bearing our shame, and taking our sin and iniquity, being made sin with our very sin, so God, you could impute to us the gift of righteousness that we have today, Father, a right standing before you, because the blood of Jesus Christ declares our victory. Lord, it was not just any type of blood. It was God's blood. It was royal blood. It was holy blood. It was pure blood. We were not redeemed with corruptible things, but the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. You have no spots, no blemish, Lord. Our bodies are to be healed. Our bodies are to be healthy. We've taken, Lord, the blood and taken and eaten the bread that represents your body. We're bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. And Holy Ghost, we just thank you for manifesting the glory in bodies. I release God's healing anointing in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for laying your hand upon them. Lord, I'll never forget the little girl that you spoke to me, and I couldn't get to her, God, and you said, where shall they go from my spirit? Where shall they flee from my presence? If they take the wings of the morning and sail to the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall my hand find them. And Lord, I saw that cancerous growth as it disappeared. Turned to a little black speck. God, that child is alive today. Years and years later, because your spirit reached out and touched her, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Turn it up a little louder, Brother David. We want to worship God. I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Turn it on up, brother. Make a joyful noise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Come on, let's praise God. That woman that came said, my daughter's grievously vexed of a devil, she worshipped him. The leper that came off of the mountaintop, he worshipped him. He fell at his people. Crank it up, David. Praise God. Don't be timid, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Yes, that's good. Glory, glory, glory. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Your blessing, your mercy, your goodness. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ramokoshataya. Rambokoria Shalabahalabahaya. You're the Most High God. You're possessor of heaven and earth. You're a deliverer, Lord, from every enemy that we face. Glory to God. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, that you have provided for your people. In Exodus 15:26, you identified yourself. You said, I am your Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Hallelujah. We proclaim healing. We thank you for it. We believe you for it. And we receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Yes, Lord. Woo. He lives. Hallelujah. He lives. He lives. Glory. Woo. Hallelujah. He lives in us. Christ in you. The hope of glory. You're the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will walk in them. I will dwell in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Hallelujah. Woo! I know my Redeemer. Woo! Hallelujah. The creation testifies. Heavens declare his glory. The firmament showeth forth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech, no language, where his voice is not heard. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. He lives, hallelujah, he lives, my Redeemer, he lives, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory.